Bucks County Representative Brian Fitzpatrick is the only one of three Republican congressmen in the Pennsylvania suburbs of Philadelphia who's seeking re-election in what could be a big Democratic year. But WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the hard punches being thrown in the district these days are among two Democrats battling for the right to take on Fitzpatrick in November, and one of them is a self-funded millionaire.
For a long time, it seemed no Democrat would stand up to take on Fitzpatrick, who replaced his brother in the seat 2 years ago and kept the family name in Congress. Then, last October, a 33-year-old former Navy prosecutor stepped up.
The Navy's motto is not for self, but for country. I'm Rachel Reddick, and for me, those words are a family tradition, too.
Rachel Reddick lacked political experience and money, but not determination. A few months later, another candidate emerged, Scott Wallace, a wealthy, progressive philanthropist and grandson of Henry Wallace, a vice president under Franklin Roosevelt and a socialist candidate for president back in 1948. Wallace dropped $900,000 of his family fortune into the campaign and soon bought ads and mailers telling Democratic voters something they might not know about Rachel Reddick.
She's been a Republican her entire life. A Republican until switching parties just to run for Congress.
It's true. Reddick says she grew up in a Republican family, but that her views evolved in recent years. Reddick says she didn't pay much attention to her registration, that she was a Republican on the voter rolls, but not in her heart. She says Wallace knows that.
Scott very well knows that I have voted for Democrats, volunteered for Democrats. He knows that I voted for President Obama. He knows that I voted for Secretary Clinton. And he knows the values that I hold.
Reddick says she volunteered on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. After several mailers attacking her Republican past, Reddick swung back at Wallace in a TV ad.
Scott Wallace isn't one of us. Until last year, he was registered to vote at his mansion in Maryland and directed ballots to his home in South Africa in a gated luxury estate.
Wallace says the fancy house in the TV ad is not his, just a stock picture. But it's true that he grew up in Bucks County and then went to Washington in his 20s, where he worked in the Senate, and in the past dozen years ran his family foundation that pursued progressive causes across the world.
Yes, I have commuted between Washington, D.C. and Southern Africa, where our foundation is quite active in building democracy in South Africa and Zimbabwe and fighting female genital mutilation all over the world.
Wallace says he's proud of that work and that he's now back in Bucks County living in the house he grew up in. Reddick's years as a registered Republican may give pause to some Democratic primary voters, but she says in a general election in this swing district, her background in the GOP and in the military could help against the Republican incumbent.
We need people of all backgrounds. We need Republicans and independents and Democrats alike who are tired of the political process to come to the voting booth in November and choose something different.
Wallace has his own argument to make about the general election. With his independent wealth, he can assure voters he doesn't need special interest money.
I'm not going to take money from Goldman Sachs or from the health insurance industry or the internet industry. And I think it's important for my supporters, my voters, to know that I owe nothing to anybody except them.
Counting the family money he's invested in the race, Wallace has raised more than three times the $307,000 Reddick has put together since last fall. There's a third candidate in the Democratic primary, environmental activist Steve Bakker. He hasn't had the money for direct mail or TV ads, but he says he's staying positive, knocking on doors, and using tools like Facebook Live to build momentum.
I'm running a race focused on issues and people like that. People are coming up to me and saying that they hadn't heard of me before, but now that they've heard about me, they like me. We are doing fundraising, and we will have advertising closer to the primary.
In 2016, while Brian Fitzpatrick won easily in Bucks County, Hillary Clinton just edged out Donald Trump in the presidential vote. The district was recently redrawn in a way that brings in a few more Democratic voters, so it could be more competitive come November. Dave Davies, WHYY News.